diagnosed with bladder cancer. On the 17th, is that right, Tim? The 17th, they're going to do surgery. They're going to do what they call a bladder scrape and see if they can't get rid of all that cancer and all. And Brian and Glenda are both going to go up to Pennsylvania for that. So please keep all of them in your prayers. Also got a prayer request. We received this in the mail. This is from the church down in Forest City, Arkansas. The minister there by the name of Danny Edmonds has been diagnosed with stage 4 incurable cancer. And so they have sent out this prayer request on his behalf and his family for praying for him and his whole family. So his name is Danny Edmonds, and we'll add this to our prayer list. And one other that I want to share with you, you know, our goal here, as we've been talking about all year, is to make this church home more of a house of prayer to the Lord, and that we become more and more known as a house of prayer to the Lord by people. And this past week, I had a lady who's a friend of mine from my bank that asked me to add her son Tim to our prayer list. He has been diagnosed with throat cancer. He has 3 small children, and you know, she's very concerned about him, obviously. He is also going to be having surgery, I believe, on the 16th. And so please add him to your prayer list also. But, you know, that's what this is all about, is becoming more and more of a house of prayer to the Lord, of learning more and more like Jesus' disciples asked him, teach us how to pray. And that's what we've been focusing on, is praying more and more and learning how, as Ted mentioned in his prayer, to pray from the scriptures and call upon God to hear us in our prayers as we pray the promises that he has made to us and as he opens up his blessings more and more to us. And in this particular part of our study that we've been doing, we've been focusing on joy. And that's always a good topic, right? Okay, we like being joyful, right? The problem is that a lot of us are not joyful. We're not at least as joyful as we could be, see, because we have some burdens that we're carrying around. It's called the burden of sin. And sometimes it's just the burdens of the struggles, as we talked about last week, the relationships that we have that aren't working the way that we really want them to and so forth. And so, you know, we're trying to focus on how do we be able to just enjoy the life that God has given to us and have more joy in our lives. Last week we talked about guilt-free joy, being able to get rid of the guilt out of our lives so that we can enjoy our relationship with God and our relationships with one another. We talked about how our trials and our tribulations that come in life, they rob us of joy in our lives. And Satan uses those. He uses guilt against us oftentimes to hold us in bondage to him, and that just saps us of our joy that God wants us to have. Well, this morning, we want to talk about the joy of being healed. Okay? That we sometimes struggle with issues in our lives. Sometimes it's sin issues, and sometimes it's, again, it's the relationships that aren't working the way they're supposed to, and we... Maybe sometimes we're not looking at them the way that we need to be, but there's problems. There's just struggles in those. Any of you ever had anything like that in your life? Yeah. Everybody in here has, you see. And the reason for that is because we're human, first of all, and secondly, because we're in the midst of spiritual warfare with Satan. We've talked about that a tremendous amount here, you see. Satan does not want us to feel joy in Christ Jesus. Okay? And so he'll do everything he can to take away our joy. But what we want to look at this morning is how can we find healing, you see, so that we can experience the joy that God wants us to experience in him. You see, we need to be looking at being able to be healed from the sin and the pain that we face in our lives so that we can enjoy that we can have that joy again. We need to be free from the bondage that Satan holds us in through sin sometimes, you see. And as long as we're in that bondage, then we're not going to find and feel the real joy that God wants us to have. So we need to find this healing, and that's what we want to be focusing on this morning. So the one question that we have to begin with is how do we start? How do we begin the healing process, say, of being able to find the joy that God wants us to find? Well, I want to suggest to you that the beginning of finding joy comes from finding the truth. Okay? Turn over in your Bible and look in John with me for just a moment. This is in John chapter 8. You see, I believe that healing, real healing, starts by us knowing the truth. And Jesus here is recorded as he's speaking to his disciples here, and he's talking to the Jews, those who are putting their faith in him, and he says to them, this is in verse 31 and 32, "If you hold to my teachings, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." You see, here's the problem. Satan has us holding on to all kinds of wrong things, that is, wrong understandings and wrong beliefs. He convinces us, for instance, that the person that I'm married to is no good, or my boss is never going to change, and I've just got a miserable life, and all the other things that we struggle with in our lives. Satan convinces us of those kinds of things. But yet God, through His Word, teaches us the truth about our relationships. And as we talked about last week, kind of setting this up for us to understand, you know, the real turmoil in our lives, most of the time, it comes from broken relationships, doesn't it? It comes from problems in our relationships. It's not about the stuff that we have in our lives. It's about the people. And when Satan can get us believing lies about the people in our lives, then there goes our joy. But God has, through His Word, He's told us how to live in relationship with other people. That's really what the Bible is all about. And many of you have heard me say this time before. From the very beginning all the way through the end, the Bible is a book about relationships. It tells us about our relationship with God, first of all. And then it tells us about our relationships with one another. It talks about marriage relationships. It talks about parenting relationships. It talks about neighbor relationships. It talks about even relationships with our enemies. The Bible is a book about relationships. How should we, as God's people, be interacting with one another? That's the teachings of Jesus. Okay? And He says, if you hold to my teachings, then you're really my disciples. And you know the truth, and it's the truth that sets you free. It's when we listen and we believe the lies that Satan tells us that we become finding ourselves in bondage, and there goes our joy. So that's why I say the first step is going back to the truth, knowing the truth, you say. And again, where do we find that? In the words of Jesus, in His teachings. That's why He directs His disciples to His teachings. We've got to live in our relationships according to the teachings of Jesus. You say, and then, and only then, do we have a chance of being free from the hurt and the pain and all of the frustration that comes. Now, don't misunderstand what I'm saying here. That doesn't mean that you're going to be able to make another person do what they're supposed to do in the relationship. That's not what He's talking about here. Because we have absolutely no control as to what someone else does. But the joy comes and the freedom comes in understanding what our role and our responsibility is in a relationship and making sure that we're doing that. You see? Because oftentimes a lot of the lies that Satan heaps upon us and the guilt is that you know, somehow we're responsible for things that we're not responsible for. we find that true freedom and the joy when we go back to the teachings of Jesus and we learn what the real truth is. Well, you know, how does all of that really, really work? You see, the truth, we need to understand, is what brings freedom. Okay? And we have to understand also that we are, as I mentioned earlier, we've talked about so many times, in the midst of this spiritual warfare. Satan wants to hold us in bondage, in guilt, you see, and we want to be free. And that struggle is where our joy falls somewhere in the middle of it, doesn't it, you see? Well, in order to be victorious in this, God has provided for us His armor to be able to wear and to use so that we really, truly can be victorious as we fight Satan every single day as he tries to wreak havoc in our relationship. You see, it's knowing the truth, as Jesus talked about, when you hold to my teachings, you're really my disciples, then you know the truth, and the truth will set you free. It's holding to the truth that we really begin to find ourselves being free, and thus finding the joy back into our lives. Then Satan cannot hold us captive, see, by guilt, and hold us in the pain. So, okay, what about this armor? Look in Ephesians chapter 6 and just notice how this fits in so perfectly. You want to be free? You want to be free to be able to enjoy the life that God has blessed you with? Then put on, Paul says, the full armor of God. See? Now, I want you to notice something about these different pieces of armor. Paul here makes it a point to make sure we understand that part of the truth is that Satan is the real enemy. We've got to remember that. As long as we can remember that, then maybe we won't be fighting with each other so much, you see? He says our fight is not against flesh and blood, but it's against the rulers and the powers and the authorities, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. It is a spiritual war. See? Now notice something about these pieces of armor that directly relate to what we're talking about here, knowing the truth and how that helps us to be free and to be able to be healed of the pain and the hurt and the guilt. The belt of truth is the first piece of armor that he mentions here, isn't it? And that's important because it helps us to be able to see through the lies that Satan tells us about people in our relationships. And we're able to see the truth about it. Then we're able to understand what needs to take place. Sometimes it's repentance on our part. Sometimes it's seeking forgiveness from the other person. Sometimes it's standing up and saying, hey, wait a minute, we've got to talk about this. But we're able to see clearly the truth. And the truth, Jesus said, does what? Sets us free. You see? Okay? Well, then there's this shield of faith that restores our hope. You see? It restores our hope. When people lose faith in something, they become hopeless. And that shield of faith can allow us to hold on to our hope that, yes, indeed, this relationship can be repaired. That, yes, indeed, we can continue to grow. Yes, indeed, we can go on from here. Yes, indeed, I really can forgive this person. Yes, indeed, we really can build a strong relationship in spite of what's happened, whatever the situation is, that we no longer feel hopeless. Because when our hope is gone, then our joy goes right along with it, doesn't it? Okay? Well, then he also talks about this breastplate of righteousness. Well, what does that do for us? Well, it helps us to do what's right, regardless of what anyone else is saying or doing. Do what's right regardless. See? And God provides that for us so we can stand firm and do what's right. Because that's where the truth is. And that helmet of salvation that protects our thinking. See? Where what Satan is always doing is attacking where we're thinking. See? That's where the real battle is. It's in the mind. Because whoever controls our thinking controls our behavior. And that's what Satan is after. And when he's controlling the way we think about other people in our lives. And again, that's what takes away our joy. But God has given us the means. He's given us the armor that we need to be able to protect our thinking, you see, so that we're thinking properly. And again, then our joy can be filled. Our feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. And I'm convinced that I think what he's saying there is that we are willing and able and desiring to go to the other person and make peace with them. See? That's the truth. That's what God has provided for us. And that's why we can be healed, you see. And we can find that real joy is when we're following what God has taught us, what Jesus has taught us in His Word. Okay? Again, when we hold to His teachings, then we're truly His disciples, and we know the truth. And the truth does what? It sets us free. Okay? And that's where we find the joy, in being free. You see, freedom, then, is what restores our joy. As long as you're held captive, you're not going to find a whole lot of joy. See, Ted, you know, Ted works over at the prison ministry. How many of those guys are full of joy over there because they're, you know, in captivity, so to speak? You know, not a whole lot of them. They'd love to be out of there, you see. And if you talk to anybody who's ever been taken prisoner or anyone who's ever found themselves captive with someone else, there's no joy in that. See, there's really not. So the goal is to be able to be free so that our joy can be restored. For freedom restores our joy. And that brings us over to the text in 2 Corinthians that was read for us as we began. I want you to leave here this morning knowing that God has done everything that needs to be done in order for you to be free. Now, is that good news or what? Okay? All right? Look at what he says here. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, therefore, I like that word therefore, don't you? You see, it's an important word. Don't miss it. You see, based on all the stuff that he's been saying up to that point, therefore, okay, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Okay? He is a new creation. Now, look at this next part here, okay? Look at this. He says, the old has gone, the new has come. Man, I like that. You see? If you are in Christ, you are a new creation. You see? And you need to understand the significance of that. You see? The old is gone. The old you is gone. That means Satan can no longer use that against you. You see? Because it's gone. The problem is that there are too many people who are supposed to be Christians that are walking around allowing Satan to hold them in bondage because they don't understand the fact that God has already set them free. You see? And Satan is convincing folks to hold on to that old life. But again, Jesus says what? Say it with me. If you hold to my teachings, you are truly my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. This is the truth. If you are in Christ, you are a new creation. And Satan has no more hold upon you. You see? You are free from the guilt of sin. That's what we just celebrated here a few moments ago. What God has done to secure our freedom. Okay. Continue reading on here. Look at what he says. All this is from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. What does that mean? He reconciled us to himself through Christ. That's relationship. You see? That's what it means. It goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve sinned. The relationship between man and God was severed. But because of the blood of Jesus, if you are in Christ, not only are you a new creation, and the old has gone and the new has come, but you have been reconciled to God through Christ. Okay? So Satan has no more hold. No more guilt to carry. Okay? It's all been taken away. Now, I don't know about you, but that's enough to put a smile on my face. When I really think about and contemplate and realize what that means. You see, all the stuff that I did before is gone as far as God is concerned. Now, you know, I don't know about you, but I know in my life, before I became a Christian, you know, there's some folks that, you know, I hadn't seen a lot of folks that I knew way back before I became a Christian. Some of them would look at me and go, "You're a preacher?" Because they knew the way I was. But not anymore. That's the way I was. That was the old. And that's what? It's gone. You see? The new has come. Well, how did that happen? It happened through the blood of Jesus. Okay? It happened through the blood of Jesus. And that's what he does for us. In John chapter 5 and verse 24, Jesus says, "I tell you the truth, whoever hears my words and believes him who sent me has," okay, that's present tense, "has eternal life and will not be condemned." He has crossed over from death to life. Wow. Do you really understand what that means for you if you are in Christ? You have crossed over from death to life. And again, Satan has no bind upon you. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 8, Peter writes, "Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with," listen to this, "an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your soul." Wow, I like that. I like that. You see? Inexpressible and glorious joy. Why? Because we as Christians have a goal. And that goal is the salvation of our souls. And Peter here saying, you are receiving that. See? You're receiving that. That is what helps to restore our joy. You know, when you look at the old, when you focus on what you've done, I can say that, can't I? Done. Okay? I got your attention. When you look at those kinds of things, it's depressing. But when you look at who you are in Christ, and the old is gone, the new has come, you are a new creation. That is something to celebrate. See? That's something to celebrate. And that's something to be joyful about. So you see, the healing comes to us when we recognize whose we are. That we are a new creation in Christ Jesus if we are in Him. Okay? And from there, then we are free to live. We talked about this a little bit last Sunday evening. We're going to talk about it again tonight some. Then we are able to live in what I refer to as a because of relationship with God, instead of an in order to. In other words, I live the way I live and I do what I do because of my relationship with God, not in order to have one. I do it because I am saved, not in order to be saved. Okay? And that brings tremendous joy to our lives. You see, God wants us to be filled with joy. I don't know how many of you remember this. I told you last 2 weeks ago how many texts there are in the Bible about joy. 128. God wants us to experience joy in our lives. That's why He sent His Son to die for us. See? But you need to understand, if you are in Christ, then you are what? A new creation. See? If you're not in Christ, then the old is still there. See? The old is still there. And you are still separated from God by your sin. The good news is you can be saved. See? That's what God wants to do. See? He wants you to be saved. He wants you to become part of His family relationship. See? And that happens when someone gives their life to Christ. When you recognize and acknowledge that your sins are yours and that they're separating you from God. You repent of those sins and you call upon Jesus as your Lord. You have those sins washed away in the waters of baptism. Then you are clean. You become a new creation. You rise up, as Paul says in Romans 6, into a new life. You see, all over again. And that old is gone and the new has come. And the joy that God intended for you to have since the beginning of creation is restored to your life. Now, having said that, there may be someone here this morning that's not a Christian yet. Maybe you have not given your life to Christ. And you find yourself still in bondage to the sin. Well, I want to tell you that you have the opportunity to fix that right now. We have water that is prepared. And if you're ready to make a commitment to give your life to Christ and have Him take away your sins, then call upon Him to do so. Call upon Jesus as your Lord. Repent of your sins and have Him washed away in baptism. You can do it right now. If you're already a Christian, but maybe the guilt and the pain and the hurt has been holding you in bondage to Satan, then get rid of that. Just repent of whatever you've been involved in, whatever your part is. And experience the joy of being free from all of that in Jesus again. You can do that right now. If we can help you in any way to do that, all you got to do is let us know. I'll be up here to receive you. Ted is going to be in the back. If you'd rather go back and talk to him privately and have a prayer with him privately, he'll be back there to receive you. It's a wonderful time for you to take advantage of that and to really feel joyful in your life again and to be healed. Let's stand together and sing.